Using the music industry to spread the anti-India narrative is not a new thing for Khalistanis. YouTube, Spotify and Instagram have become tools for these separatists to propagate their fanatic ideology via songs. In recent years, pro-Khalistani Punjabi singers and artists based in Western nations are using lyrics and rap music to influence young minds towards their propaganda. These Khalistani singers have flourished their careers with a series of anti-government and anti-reform songs based almost entirely on sectarian supremacy. The lyrics play around with the idea that disregards the sovereignty of Jammu and Kashmir, northeastern India. Nowadays, Punjabi songs are weaponized with lyrics used to fuel anger against Modi, Delhi, and Kashmir in general. It is to be noted that their motive is only to gain pro-Khalistan sentiments among the listeners. The Modi government needs to crack down on this nexus and decimate its finances immediately. Amid the ongoing search operation of fugitive Amritpal Singh and his associates by the Punjab police and central agencies, another drama unfolded on March 21 as Canada-based Punjabi singer Shubh shared distorted India's map with Punjab coloured separately. Jammu and Kashmir, northeast region was also removed from the map. Haryana and Himachal Pradesh was coloured with the same colour and was included in Punjab, just like the Khalistan map. Separating the Punjab and J&K from India is the common ideology of Khalistanis and Pakistanis. Bollywood actress Kangana Ranaut also shared the offensive remark by elevated fame Shubh against India. Kangana Ranaut wrote, "Many Punjabi celebrities are infected with the virus of Khalistani disease. Beheading India on its map should have serious consequences. The government of India must make strong laws against such criminals. Fill a proper answer to Khalistan in their heads by locking them in jail. That is the way to do fill in the blanks with them all." Shubh is a Punjabi rapper and singer who lives in Brampton, Canada. Shubh's full name is Shubhjeet Singh. Shubh is a relative of Punjabi singer, anchor, and actor Ravneet Singh. Ravneet Singh hosts a youth show, Cantini Mandir, which is telecast on the MH1 channel. Daku, song by Inderpal Moga and Cheney Natam showcases Khalistani leader Jarnal Singh Bhindranwale, in which can be heard saying, "I'm a Daku, and I accept this I'm a Daku." Late singer Sidhu Mooswala in one of his songs titled, Punjab, Motherland, released in the year 2020, also hailed Khalistani leader Jarnal Singh Bhindranwale and his aides. The beginning of the song is followed by old footage of Bhindranwale along with his aides walking with controversial lyrics as follows, KKK Badle Linda, Menu Punjab Kehan Deya, Delhi VNAP Linda, Menu Punjab Kehan Deya. Notably, Mooswala's posthumous song, Satluj Yamuna Link Canal, was also banned in India due to controversial lyrics. The song was considered controversial as issues ranging from the killing of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi were taken up in the video. The song claimed that there is no water to be shared with any other state and demanded the return of Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, and Chandigarh to it. The song also hailed the pro-Khalistani leader of Babar Khalsa Balwinder Singh Jattana. Canada-based Punjabi singer Jazzy B, who is currently residing in the UK, in his song, Put Sardar Adha, also glorified Khalistani leader Jarnal Singh Bhindranwale, supports the demand for a separate Khalistan nation for Sikhs. The song is written by Amrit Bova. The lyrics suggested that Sikhs deserve Khalistan, and Sikhs know how to take revenge for what happened to their community in India. There is also a clip showing a speech by Bhindranwale in the song. Also read, https://organizer.org/2023/02/24/99089/bharat/punjab/amritpal-singh-new-face-of-sponsored-extremism/. Earlier, in November to December 2020, Punjabi singer Corby also posted a distorted image of the Indian map. The same image was used by leading Punjabi actor Neeru Bajwa. However, this was not the first time Corby had posted a provocative tweet. She has been tweeting in support of Khalistani leader Jarnal Singh Bhindranwale during the farmers' agitation. Diljit Dosanjh is also known for being a pro-Khalistani. In June 2020, a demand for infer against Diljit Dosanjh was raised after he was seen supporting Gurpatwant Pannus and Sikhs for Justice, SFJ, demand for Khalistan. Ludhiana MP Ravneet Singh Bittu had urged then Chief Minister Captain Amarinder Singh to order that furs be filed in every police station of the state against singer Diljit Dosanjh. Bollywood and Pakistani artists. There is no doubt that the term Khalistan was derived from Pakistan and ISI. ISI has instigated overseas Khalistan supporters to organize protests and demonstrations abroad, including in London, San Francisco and various cities in Canada, as part of its plan to disturb peace in India. At a time when Pakistani actors, singers and cricketers are not allowed to work in India, Pakistani actors are openly working in Punjabi movies without any obstruction. Pakistani actors Iftikhar Thakur, Nasir Chinoti and Akram Udas worked in Chal Mera Put, an Indian Punjabi language comedy drama film directed by Janjo Singh, with sequel Chal Mera Put 2 and Chal Mera Put 3. The film is produced by Karaj Gill under Rhythm Boys Entertainment and by Ashu Munish Sahni under Omji Star Studios. It stars Amrinder Gill and Simi Chahal in lead roles. Another Pakistani actor Zafri Khan worked in the Punjabi film, Aaja Mexico Chalye, with Ammi Virk acting in the lead role. Nasir Chinoti was also a part of the film, and Zafri Khan also worked in Chal Mera Put 2 and Chal Mera Put 3. Iftikhar Thakur also worked in the film Pani Ch Madhani with Gippy Grewal and Neeru Bajwa in the lead. Nasir Chinoti also worked in the film Honeymoon, directed by Amarpreet Chhabra. The film is produced by Bhushan Kumar, Haman Baweja, Krishan Kumar and Vicky Bahari. The film stars Gippy Grewal, Jasmine Bhasin, and Karamjeet and Mol in leading roles. According to reports, Nasir Chinoti is also a part of Carry On Jatta 3. Carry On Jatta 3 is an upcoming Indian Punjabi language comedy film directed by Smeep Kang and produced by Humble Motion Pictures. It is a sequel to Carry On Jatta 2 and Carry On Jatta with Gippy Grewal in the lead. The film is scheduled to be on June 29, 2023. In a photo doing rounds on social media, actor and producer Gippy Grewal can be seen sitting with Khalistani separatist leader Avtar Singh Kanda. It is to be noted that the UK-based asylum seeker, Avtar Singh Kanda, has been arrested for pulling down Indian flag at embassy in London, United Kingdom, on March 19. His father, Kulwant Singh Khukrana, was a terrorist of the Khalistan Liberation Force. Avtar Singh Kanda is an ISI-linked terrorist, who the Indian intelligence agencies in the past have accused of providing IED training inside the UK Gurudwaras. Also read, https://organizer.org/2023/21/165691/bharat/sun-of-klf-terrorist-isi-linked-avtar-singh-kander-arrested-for-pulling-down-indian-flag-at-embassy-in-london/. Amritpal Singh is also believed to be a close associate of UK-based Khalistani terrorist Avtar Singh Kanda. Kanda is a trusted lieutenant of Paramjit Singh Pamma, the leader of the band Babar Khalsa International. According to reports, the Khalistani terrorist Avtar Singh Kanda trained Amritpal Singh for Mission Khalistan. Kanda has a direct connection with Pamma, the leader of the band Babar Khalsa International. Together these three conspired to push Punjab towards terrorism once again. Since Pakistani actors are not allowed in India for shooting, the makers of these films went to UK or Canada for shooting. Notably, the All Indian Cine Workers Association announced a total ban on Pakistani artists from working in India after the deadly terror attack in Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir in February 2019, in which 40 jawans of the Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, were killed by Pakistani terrorists. Obliging the ban, the Indian film fraternity has also shown solidarity by not working with Pakistani actors and singers in Indian films. Rise in 2017, featuring Mahira Khan opposite Shah Rukh, was the Bollywood movie to feature someone from Pakistan. In a recent podcast, Pakistan YouTuber Nadir Ali held a discussion with film actor Javed Sheikh, who played the role of Shah Rukh Khan's father in Om Shanti Om, expressed his desperation to work in India, and prayed for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's loss in the 2024 General Assembly elections so that his path could be cleared to work in India. Recently, former pro-Khalistan leader and founder of Dal Khalsa Jaswant Singh Thakedar said the Khalistan referendum campaign being organized in a few Western countries is a doing of Pakistan's ISI, and it has nothing to do with Sikhs in India. He added that some Sikhs are working as tools for the Pakistan government. Pro-Khalistan leader Simranjit Singh Mann, who last year won a by-poll election from the Sangrur Lok Sabha constituency, also gave credit for his victory to Khalistani extremist Jarnal Singh Bhindranwale. Currently, according to an estimate, around 100 channels on YouTube are streaming songs with anti-India narratives. Some also have millions of subscribers. The need of the hour for the Indian government is to look into the matter and ban these channels and these fanatic singers with millions of followers who influence youth. Ever since the Khalistan movement was revived with support from foreign soil, the territorial ambitions of Khalistan included Chandigarh, Himachal, Haryana, and Indian Punjab, but never the part of Punjab that is in Pakistan like Lahore, Multan, Jhund. According to Jagjit Singh Chauhan, founder of the Khalistan movement, former Pakistan PM Zulfikar Ali Bhutto had proposed all-out help to create Khalistan during his talks with Chauhan following the creation of Bangladesh in 1971. The Khalistan movement is outlawed in India and considered a grave national security threat by the government. A number of groups associated with the movement are listed as terrorist organizations under India's Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. But it continues to evoke sympathy from some Sikhs, particularly those based in Canada, UK and USA.